God bless you. Love, do you all hear me now?
Yes.
Now y'all hear me.
Yeah.
I was just talking, amen. But I was being heard by all of you, but I understand what happened. And the Lord bless you real good. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And to all of you who are coming by way of First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, and also the blog line, coming together. That's what it's all about. We're coming together as sisters and brothers like never before. My. The enemy has for centuries and even eras tried to keep God's people separated, because he knows that together we stand and divided we fall. I mean, we've been fighting each other over the small things for eras, I tell you. But now God is bringing his people together, and we're coming together to just to pray and to praise God as never before. People from all different denominations, amen, all the church affiliations. And I don't come to you haughty. I come to you just as humble as I know how, just like a lamb. I want you to know I'm coming. I know I'm coming before great people on this line who are listening right now. And please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. And I'm just trying my best to just simply do the will of God. Don't think I'm nothing. Don't think I'm anybody. In fact, I go to God like this. I don't know nothing. I don't have nothing. I can't do nothing except you, God. And so I'm coming to you as humbly as I know how. Thank you for taking our time to join us, and we appreciate you very much. When's the last time I told you that I love you? I do love you. My brothers, I love you as a brother in Christ. Sisters, I love you as a brother coming to you in Christ. God bless you. We're just here for a wonderful time in Jesus Christ, and all we have as our platform is something simple. We don't have to get complex about it. We all agree that God is Jehovah God. He's the creator of all things, and he made all of us so we can praise him. Amen. We all can pray together and pray unto him. Amen. Join my hand, because I'm getting ready to go to God in prayer. Here's my hand. Take my hand. Let's pray together. All right. Thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you for these precious, precious people worldwide who are coming to you, Lord, just to give you glorious praise and adoration. They have requests they're making. Your word says, ask and it shall be given, and seek and we would find. We have not many times because we ask not, and many times we ask amiss. We don't ask for in the right way, and we don't ask for the right things. But God, thank you for the Holy Ghost that maketh intercession for us. What groanings, we know not what to pray for as we ought. But the Holy Ghost intercedes for us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, bless these precious people. Oh, God, help them through the storm. Preacher, I see you. I see you in the spirit realm. Nothing special about me. I ain't no deep nothing, nothing. But I see you in the spirit realm. And I see your heart hurting. I see you. Man, my heart goes out to you. And the enemy has tried not only once, but three or four times. Even in the last year, three or four times, to make you throw in the towel. It's just a trick of the enemy. God, I pray that you go and send your angels there to encourage this preacher in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, lift him up. Oh, God, help him through this storm. Let him know that he is not to be weary in well-doing. For in due season he shall reap the blessings he's put out. He's been there for the people, and yet they have disrespected him. I see you. They disrespected him. He's gone to others, and they received it. And then others who are his own received him not. Yeah, they gave him honor over there, but he came home, and they dishonored him. I see you. And I'm asking God to heal your broken and wounded heart. Help you through this storm in the name of Jesus. God, please look on him. Pick him up and help him in Jesus' name. And bless these folk on the prayer line. They are sacrificing their sleep, their rest, many of them who didn't have to be up at this time. Some are on their way to work and listening and want to give their prayers and their praise reports on the way to work. Some are at home getting ready, but they're up just to give you praise. God, this ain't about me, you know, and it's about you. So they're making the sacrifice for you. Has anybody in the history of the world ever made a sacrifice for you and you not bless them? I think the record will reflect that you have never done that, that you've always blessed people who have made a sacrifice for you. Bless these folk on this prayer line, and I thank you for what you're going to do for them. Oh, healing those who are sick, raising those who are down, just soothing those who are bruised and who are wounded. And you are so compassionate. We praise you and we love you for it. Look on every person and let blessings like they never seen come here in 2015. Miracles like they never seen happen to them in 2015. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, I pray properly and for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you who awake. Y'all wake up here. Let's speak to each other, you know. Amen. I know y'all can speak in tongues. That's wonderful. But can we speak in English? Good morning to y'all. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bless you. Let's give God some praise this morning. Wake up, and he's been mighty good to you. When I say praise, shake, I want y'all to learn that. And the reason why I want you to is because one day I saw it. We were in this stadium. It was packed out with 80,000 people. And I walked out, and I walked up to the mic, and I shouted, praise check! And y'all just went crazy for Jesus. I tell you, it was something. I saw it. It's going to happen in the spirit realm. I saw it. It's going to be revealed in the natural. Amen. But in order for that to happen, we got to learn on the prayer line. Amen. I may not even say nothing else, but just come on and just say praise check. And y'all got to go in. Just go in. Because when you go in, guess what? People around you go yeah. I tell you, I saw you all in that stadium, and when I hollered out over that mic, it was all over the stadium. It was loud, and I shouted, "Praise check!" And y'all started going in, and it took the whole stadium in. I tell you, you were used for God, and God used you to glorify Him as never before. You were the ones who activated the praise all around that stadium, and it echoed all around the world. And then we went on television. I saw it. We went on television. Y'all were praising God like going crazy. I got this message called "Give God Some Crazy Praise," and y'all were doing that. Y'all were giving God some grace. Crazy praise. Y'all didn't care about nothing and nobody seeing you on television. You just went in. Amen. So let's give God some praise this morning. Praise check. God check.
Hallelujah.
We already praising God in our church, and we already given God the glory. But the Lord gave me a counter for that. He said, tell them that praise check is not to see whether or not you have a praise, because everybody has a praise. Praise check is to see what level your praise is on. See, there are some people who the Lord seemed like, I know he's done a lot for them, but they don't realize how good God has been to them. But there are some people who have been sick, and they were at the door, death was at the door knocking on their door, trying to get in, trying to take them, and God spared their life. Somebody has been down so far, they didn't even be, they weren't able to see up. Some people were so down in their finances, they couldn't see over that stack of bills. They didn't know how they were going to come out, and God brought them out. Some people were going to lose their house, and God saved their house. Some people were going to lose their car, and God saved their car. And they got a reason to jump up and down and scream and holler, thank you, Jesus, because God brought them from death's door and all kinds of things. See, those are the kind of people who get excited and give God glorious praise. But folks who don't realize how good he's been, their praise is down and praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But when God has been good to you and you realize how good he's been to you, and when we holler praise check in our church, people just go crazy because they know how good God has been. See, that's what the praise check is about, to see what level. What level your praise is on. That's what it's about. So if you got a glorious praise, I just want to do it one more time. If you don't have a glorious praise, that's all right. Praise him on your level. But somebody has been down and God picked you up. Somebody has been out and God brought you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody has been weeping all night long and God
brought
tears from your weeping eyes. Praise check, y'all. Praise check.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Encouraged me so on my birthday. Oh my God, it was something. Amen. The thing that she said, she's a tremendous encourager. And then at the close of the day, I got this phone call from Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and Bishop Hagen was on the line, and the whole church was on the line. I tell you, Hagen Temple. And they announced to the whole church that it was my birthday, and they began to cheer. I tell you, it was like a glorious, glorious praise. I've done other people like that. I did Mother Johnson like that. When she really got sick unto death, I had the whole church to call her, and they were cheering and praising God for her life and encouraged her. But I never thought that God would honor me like that, never even thought about it. And here on that line, the whole church began to celebrate my birthday. Got a pastor, Pastor Williams, amen, who was speaking the other day, was so celebratory for my birthday. It was so beautiful. And then they opened the lines up, and many people came up to the phone and individually wished me a happy birthday. Oh, my God. I want to thank the Lord publicly for what he did for me. You know, many times we do for others, but we never realize that God has anything in store for us. We do it unselfishly, not trying to get anything back, but just because the Lord is leading us to do it. But the Lord honored me that day. And still, we're celebrating our birthday all this month. And so, thank you. I hope y'all rejoice with me. Not gloating, but just praising God for what he did for me. Amen. Little things mean a lot to me. Amen. Little things. I don't trip. When I was young, I wanted a huge home. We had one in Texas, a huge, huge home. And I wanted a big, beautiful car with, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, but I'm not there anymore. The little things mean something to me. The little things that people do for me. Cooking a cake or sometimes just like the meal that Lady Betty cooked for the other day. What was it, Sunday? Yeah, no, yesterday. Amen, to celebrate. It was so wonderful. And other things that people have done. Just a little small things. We appreciate it so very, very much. God bless you. That's my praise report. I wanna offer the line open. I'm not a selfish person. I certainly want you to tell your praise report of what God did for you. Amen. Somebody want to get those praise reports for us this morning? If so, jump right in there. Amen. Don't hesitate. I'm not going to leave it dormant as the line goes dormant. No, no, no. If you want to give a praise report or handle that, just step right in there and give your praise report and then get other praise reports. The line is open to you.
Amen, Chief Ambassador. This is Sister Laird. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, okay, good, good. Yep, Sister Laird from Grand Rapids, Michigan, area code 616. And if it's okay with you, I'll be happy to take the prayer, the praise reports this morning.
Please.
I thank God. I thank God for all that he has done for me. I was so blessed on the line last night with giving the 1,000 thank yous. And after we got off the line, I just continued to pray. And the Lord began to purge me. Amen. He began to purge me. And I was tearing right here in my living room by myself, seeking the Holy Ghost, seeking the Lord's face. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord will move when you seek his face. Amen. The Lord, the devil is trying to be so busy. He is so, 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 so busy. But I see Satan and I recognize his tricks and I know that he is a defeated foe. God has given us the victory. He has given us the authority and the power to bind him and to rebuke him in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And so I am thankful today. I fought with Satan all night long. All night long, he's still attacking me in my dreams, Chief Ambassador. And I fought with him all night long in my dreams, but God still has the victory. And he is defeated this day, this time, this moment, this hour, this minute. He is defeated. He messed with the wrong one because I'm on the war and I'm ready. I'm ready to fight. So whatever he does, amen, he can come on and bring it, and I'm going to bring it even more. Amen. And so now, amen. Now the line is open to give.
Let me interrupt just for a moment. I want to give you a war tactic. The Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And I know you have some mighty, wonderful warfare tactics through God. But I just want to give everybody on the prayer line something that happened the other day, and I used it, and oh my God, it was so effective. It was a weapon of warfare against the devil, and it was so tremendously effective. The enemy came on the line, and he got in the phone line some time ago, and it, all of a sudden, it sounded like demons on the line. It just like, all that kind of stuff was on the line. And what I simply did, I committed to warfare. I simply said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. And then I said, Lord, every time that demon opens his mouth, let the blood of Jesus get in there. Every time he opens his mouth, let the oil of the anointing get all in there and make him dwindle down to a puddle of nothing like dust, God. Let it get in there. Let it get in his ears. Let the oil of the anointing get in his eyes. Let the oil of the anointing get on his head. Let the oil of the anointing get all in his nostrils. When he breathes the anointing, when he just, the breath that he takes all in the air, let him breathe the anointing. And after a while I heard. So I'm with you. I'm giving you that because it was effective. The enemy, do you think the enemy wants the blood of Jesus in his mouth? No. Do you think he wants the blood of Jesus in his eyes? No. In his ears? No. And I can back it up with the word of God. Remember, go over there to when Lot was over there in Sodom, and he had those angels came to visit him, and those homosexuals who had that homosexual spirit were trying to get it at the angels because they were in the form of men. Yeah. And they didn't want, he offered his virgin daughters to them. And those demons said, we don't want the women. We want those men. Yeah, yeah. And what happened? When they took a step toward the house, God let the anointing get all in their eyes and blinding them. They couldn't even see because the anointing was so strong there, and it blinded them. So I'm walking in the Word. God, let the anointing get all in the eyes of that demon trying to affect you. If he tries to affect you while you're trying to dream, I pray that the anointing get all in his eyes, get all in his mind, get all around him in the name of Jesus. Just go to work and do your warfare. Amen. God bless you. I just want y'all to have that on the prayer line. You just pray effectively toward that demon. See, he'll pull anything on you. You pull out anything on him and see what he does. I tell you, he will run. And when he starts running, tell God to let the angels get him. See, you got to understand that the demons are afraid of real angels. Let me prove it to you. Go to heaven, and it's historicity. You will see that it was the angels that fought him and defeated the devil and kicked him out of heaven. Yeah, it was the angels who did that. God released the angels, and they fought him. There was a war in heaven, and the violent took it by force. The violent, the angels, took him and kicked him, and one-third of the heavenly hosts who really followed him in their thoughts and their trends of arrogancy were kicked out of heaven. So I'm trying to tell you that the enemy, the devil, knows what angels can do. So when they come after him, don't you think he gets to run it? He's been kicked out of heaven and fell down here, and the right angels can make the enemy run like crazy because he's already been defeated. He is a defeated foe, a defeated angel, a fallen angel. You understand what I'm saying? God bless you. Go with us alone and get some more prayer. Some more praise reports. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The line is open. The First Fruits prayer and praise line is now open to each and every one that would like to give praise of what the Lord has done. Amen. The line is open to you. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. This is 773. This Ambassador Jermaine Garnett. Thank God for being on the prayer line this morning. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for God healing my hand. I had hit my hand, and a knot was in between my thumb. But I do know that God is a healer. It's power in the healing. And I thank God for the oil. I anoint myself every morning when I take my shower. And it is power. It is power. In the oil. And I just want you all to pray for me. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Jada and Mother Johnson, and the whole entire prayer line. Pray for me. God bless you.
Amen, amen. And I know God as a healer too. The Lord is healing me from psoriasis on my feet and on my hands. My feet were just completely covered in scales. And I began to rub the oil on my feet and on my hands. And my feet are almost looking like baby's feet. They're back to what they used to look like. But God is a healer. And I believe in the anointing oil too, just like last night. What Chief Ambassador was saying, to anoint the houses, and I anointed my house and anointed my neighbors' houses and my children. Amen. There is power in the anointing and the blood. Amen. Thank you, Sister Garnett. Is there another praise? Another praise?
Good morning. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Louisville, Kentucky, just praising God, thanking God for his wonderful works and all his benefits toward us. I thank God for the first fruit prayer line for Ambassador Johnson, Ambassador Betty Johnson. I am praising God for hearing. I know I heard Mother Johnson's voice on here doing the praise check, and it sounds so great to just to hear her voice on here and to know that someone 95 is up this morning and alert and in their right mind.
Amen.
I just praise God for that and each of you on the prayer line. I just love you, love you, love you. I thank God because we had such wonderful time in service on Sunday. We almost forgot to go home. It was 4 o'clock when we left the church. We were not in service, just didn't leave the church and had another place to go to. I had a broadcast to do, a live broadcast. But we just praise God. Because the Spirit was in the place. God shows up and bless and heal. God is healing someone every week in spite of what the enemy is doing. People are yet being healed. And one of the members came to me Sunday and said, Dr. Pfeiffer, they said, ever since you prayed for us on last Sunday, the enemy has been attacking me from everything that I can think of, all the way down to my children getting lost and my this happening, that happening, and all the way down, and even my eye. Look at my eye. And her eye was swollen, and I thought it was pink eye, but her eye was infected. There was a contact lens trapped in her eye, and the doctor had put it there to keep the eye open, to keep it from swelling shut. But God, she said, now I have to wait until Tuesday. Monday's a holiday. Now I have to wait until Tuesday to go to the doctor to have him remove it. And I don't have time to do it. And I said, you don't have time? I said, but that's okay. God can take care of that right now. And I began to anoint my hand and just lay my hand over her eye and pray. And I asked the Lord just to remove the pain, the burden, the agony, and fix it. And when I placed my hand over her eye, the eye was so hot to my hand. I said, my God, I don't know how she was functioning properly or seeing out of the eye at all because it was so warm. But as I began to sit there, and the Lord had us sit there, we thought we were just waiting around there at the time, communicating with each other. But the contact lens popped out and she reached up right in the midst of everybody and picked something off of her eye. And she realized it was the contact lens had popped out of her eye. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The contact lens just popped out while she was talking, and she starts screaming, oh, look, 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 look what happened, look what happened. She says, the contact lens, it came out. I don't have to go to the doctor on Tuesday. I don't have to wait. And God began to heal her eye and even clear up the redness that was in her eye. And just so many miracles. God is working here every week. Even on Saturday night, we were at a service, And God healed people in that service of just so many demonic spirits, so many forces, the palsy. People here are praising God. I know that they said the lady Kim Davis is in prison and whatnot, and they're having a group of people go down there today. So we're thanking God for all of his blessings, and we're looking for God to release her and do a mighty, mighty thing in her life. Because if you don't be careful, a lot more of us will be in prison or in jail for some of the same thing, for serving the Lord. He said if you're serving, you're going to suffer persecution. So you may as well look for it. This is the day and this is the time. But we're rebuking everything that's not like Christ, and I'm praising God for his miracles. God bless you. Love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. We love you too, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Thank you for that wonderful praise report. Is there another praise report?
Well, I want to tell this to my God. My Lord, I had been somehow my sugar levels, this is Ambassador Chief, and my sugar levels have been running so high, 200, 210, 213, continuously for about a year here. And the other day when we were having prayer on the prayer line, I saw this affliction demon leaving. Amen. It was like diabetes just leaving my body. And I began to thank the Lord. I said, Lord, if I'm getting a miracle, I want a bonafide miracle. In other words, I want someone to really know. I want the doctor to bonafide. Amen. I went to the doctor, and they took my sugar levels, and I haven't ever had this before, ever. That's why I know it had to be a miracle. But they took it, and my sugar level was 59. Amen.
Oh, my God.
It dropped from 210s, seriously, 210s, 215, down to 59. That had to be a miracle. I've never seen it before. Never seen a sugar level like that. It had to be the Lord that did it. And so I want to just give God praise and acknowledge. See, that's why the Lord says, make known his deeds among the people. It's going to be this thing that I went through, and I got the victory. So I want you to know that God can deliver you too. Amen. I elect Dr. Mary Lacey. She had sugar levels, I believe, high. And she went on dialysis. I don't know if it was about sugar levels, but I know she went on dialysis. And she just pleaded with the Lord, and the Lord healed her of that. And the doctor took her off dialysis. She made it known.
Yes, it did.
Somebody else was at that door. So it told them that if God did it for her, he could do it for you. If God did it for me, he could do it for you. And
yes,
that's why y'all got to make known his deeds. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Sister Darden. Get maybe a couple more, and we're going to have to move to prayer.
Amen. Is there another? Did I hear you? I'm Ambassador Fireson. Did I hear your voice?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God.
I want to praise the Lord. This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan for all that he has done for me, taking me through all the film struggles in our family in 1 week, four people, four brother-in-law, sister-in-law, two first cousins, all was buried within 2 days, Saturday, three films, and Sunday. And I know you prayed for me, and I thank God for your prayers on it. But I've been through a lot, but God has brought me through. Yes, I was. I went in a coma, stayed in a coma for 30-some days, come out of the coma, and my sugar, my kidneys was only working like 3%. And the doctor said because of my age, he didn't think that I would ever come off of dialysis. I want to praise the Lord this morning that I have not been on dialysis since last March. I was on there 7 months. And with your prayers and your concern and your love for me, you see, people don't think that the love and the concern and the prayers work. But I tell you, if you without love, you ain't going to please God. And I know that God delivered me. He delivered me. My gallbladder busted on the operating table, and the doctor said he knew that was death. But God brought me through all of that, and I'm here this morning to testify that he's a good God. He can do anything but fail. And I want to thank the Lord. I never had sugar diabetes, but I tell you, I just had some of everything else that the enemy tried to throw at me. But I'm still alive. I'm still alive. Y'all ain't saying a word, but I'm saying it because I'm still alive. Oh, hallelujah. I'm still alive. God bless you this morning. And
praise the Lord.
Thank
you. Amen. And we love you, Ambassador Stacy.
What a blessing. Is there another?
She said about two more. Is there another?
Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I praise the Lord on this morning for my life, health, and my strength. Thank God for yet being a healer and a healer in my life. I thank him because he is my everything. And it's in him that I live, move, and have my being. So I thank God for the miracle that he gave me on this past weekend. Started out on Thursday. I was not feeling well. And I went to the doctor, and they had problems trying to draw my blood. It would not flow. And I was just having chills. And I just could not get my body to react like it's a normal thing. It was just so many abnormal things happening. And I went in and had them checked and finally had to go back again on Friday. They finally were able to take some blood to have the blood test drawn. And I came home. I left the nursing home with my husband. I said, honey, I'm not feeling good today. I'm going home early. And I came home and got the blessed oil, and I anointed my body all in the areas that were bothering me because, you know, we know there are signs of heart attack. So I know the signs of my arms hurting and my chest and everything. So I began to just anoint myself and pray. And I lay down and elevated my legs and just waited on God to do it. And I want you to know he did just that. He did it again for me. Over and over and over again, he keep on doing great things for me. He touched my body. And I was able to get up on that Saturday morning, take my mom to shopping, and we went out to eat a little bit and went on to church on Sunday. And it's the Lord has touched and healed me. And I give him all the honor, glory, and praise. It belongs to him. And I just want you to know that I realize this is only God that did it, but he did it again for me. And I praise him for it.
Thank you. We praise him with you. Amen. Praise God, Ambassador Lacey. Will there be one more? One
good
more.
Morning.
For
good morning.
Amen.
One more. We got a boost up. Prayer request. Thank you so much. You've done a phenomenal job today. Thank you, Ambassador-elect Sharon Darden. God bless you.
This is her daughter. This is Sharon.
Is
yeah, this is not Sharon. No, sir.
God bless you, Lauren. You did a wonderful job. I know your mother's proud of you. Amen.
Thank you.
I'm glad I got to get some prayer requests this morning. Oh, wait a minute. The Holy Ghost stopped me and said, let them, if you have a prayer report, go ahead. Anybody else?
It was Sister McPherson. This is Sister Charlotte Gray. I can go right after her.
Go ahead. Are you there? Go ahead.
Right. I called McPherson. I know she was trying to get in. I was going to yield to her. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. I just want to give a shout-out to the Lord, precious Holy Ghost. Last week, I was tried severely in my job search, and I just want to give a shout-out how God moved on me to touch through via text with Lady Betty Johnson. For encouragement. She works severely in the job administration area on selecting jobs for people. And discouragement was trying to come through the side door and try to discourage me. And I just thank God I'm down to the last of my unemployment. That is going right into my prayer request. I am just looking to God for the door to be open for a good job for me. So I'm just thanking God that I can partner with somebody through this first group prayer line, that everything happens for a reason. God knows what he is doing. He is yet on the throne. God, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for keeping me. Thank you for your precious Holy Ghost that is instilled in me, that I can continue to lift up my hands and say, God, whatever you're doing in my life, Lord, I want to thank you, God. I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the ups and the downs, the good and the bad, in and the out, God. I am nothing without you, God. That is my prayer for today. This is a terrific Tuesday. God bless you. Sister Marina Firestone, thank you so much for yielding, but I was yielding for you as well. God bless you. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Bless you. Go ahead, Sister Fryerson, too. And let me say this, Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray, I'm going to couple my faith with you. Others will be coupling their faith with you to believe in God that your wait is over. Amen. That God's going to bless you in a bountiful way. We're going to ask him to do it. We need him to do it. Amen. Father, look on this precious soldier of the cross.
Thank you.
I'm praying right now, I'm coupling my faith with her. And others are coupling their faith with hers and asking you to give her not only a good job, but a good job paying good money. In the name of Jesus, be able to do what she needs within her family realm as well as some of the desires of her heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. All right, go ahead, Ambassador Fry, Ambassador-elect Fryerson.
Good morning. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I praise God for yet being in the land of the living. I praise God for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for just one more day. I am so happy. Today I go back to work. I haven't worked since July 23rd, with the exception of 1 week when we had training. I am really happy. God is so good. God is worthy to be praised. Please pray for me. Thank you.
All right. Great, great, great. All right. We certainly will, Ambassador-elect Fryerson.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move to our prayer request. I'm just going to get them. If you're there and you have a prayer request, make it known right now. We have a few minutes and we want to pray for you. All right. Anyone?
Prayer request. This is Dr. Lacey Waukegan. I would like for you to pray for Mother Scott and her entire family, Bishop Campbell. We lost our administrative assistant to Bishop Bonner. Dr. Latham Scott, they had his funeral on Saturday. And I tell you, it was a beautiful homegoing. But it left Bishop. I could see Bishop, oh God, looking at all of the times that they had spent together as being his administrative assistant. Mm-hmm. And what it did to him, but he was able to pull through and get through the film. Bishop Campbell's brother-in-law and Bishop Buckle, all of them was there to give Scott a blessing. So you all pray for Mother Scott this morning. And pray for my sister Dora, who lost her husband after 56 years. We need your prayers and we need your concern. Pray for me and my family, my son, William, and all. God bless.
All right, my God. I knew Administrative Assistant Scott. I believe when you brought me up there to your area, I believe he came there. And
yes,
I remember, amen, he's a great man.
Mm.
My God, he certainly will be missed. God bless you. We certainly will pray for you, Dr. Lacey, and Mother Scott and the Scott family. And Bishop, I know how that really pull on his heart.
That's it.
And Bishop Bonner, God bless you. And Dora, after 56 years, lost her husband.
Yeah,
I feel her pain, too. We're going to get prayer for all of those matters in just a moment here. Someone else who has a prayer request, do it very quickly here.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, everyone. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. Good morning to everyone. I thank God for life today. I'm asking for prayer for my niece. Her name is Tornette Jackson. Tornette Taylor, I'm sorry, she's married. She is in surgery this morning. She's having back surgery. They're putting rods and screws in her back and kidney surgery. And she called about 5:30 when she got to the hospital. And I pray with her, and I'm asking for you all's prayers for her this morning. She's in surgery now.
And her name is Tarlet Taylor, right?
Tarlet. Toynette.